The Lord appears to Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. In those days, when the boy Samuel was serving the Lord under the direction of Eli, there were very few messages from the Lord, and visions from him were quite rare. One night, Eli, who was now almost blind, was sleeping in his own room. Samuel was sleeping in the sanctuary, where the sacred covenant box was. Before dawn, when the lamp was still burning, the Lord called to Samuel. He answered, "Yes, sir," and ran to Eli and said, "You called me, but here I am." But Eli answered, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord called Samuel again. The boy did not know that it was the Lord, because the Lord had never spoken to him before. So he got up and went to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." But Eli answered, "My son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." The Lord called Samuel a third time. He got up and went to Eli and said, "You called me, and here I am." Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to him, "Go back to bed, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord came and stood there and called as he had before, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel answered, "Speak, your servant is listening." The Lord said to him, "Someday I am going to do something terrible to the people of Israel, something that is so terrible that everyone who hears about it will be stunned. On that day I will carry out all my threats against Eli's family from beginning to end. I have already told him that I am going to punish his family forever because his sons have spoken evil things against me." Eli knew they were doing this, but he did not stop them. Samuel stayed in bed until morning, and then he got up and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli about the vision. Eli called him, "Samuel, my boy."
Yes, sir," answered Samuel.
"What did the Lord tell you?" Eli asked. "Don't keep anything from me. God will punish you severely if you don't tell me everything he said." So Samuel told him everything. He did not keep anything back. Eli said, "He is the Lord. He will do whatever seems best to him." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and made come true everything that Samuel said. So all the people of Israel, from one end of the country to the other, knew that Samuel was indeed a prophet of the Lord. And when Samuel spoke, all Israel listened.
Thanks, John. So, what a story. The story of Samuel. And this is a story that, I don't know about you, but when I was in Sunday school, this was a favourite story. And it always kind of, in my memory, began with this idea. Lucky Samuel. He was able to go and live in the temple and serve God the whole time. And his mum brought him a coat every year, a new coat, and visited him once a year. And when I was reading it again, I thought, I don't know if I'd really like that. To go and live in the church all year round, and mum only came to visit once a year, and I was only little. It was a big privilege, and Samuel's parents had done that because they were so grateful to God. But there was Samuel living with old Eli. He wasn't with the other boys and girls in school. He was in the temple. So it's funny, isn't it, when you come back to stories that you know quite, think you know quite well, and you think about them again, you think, oh, I don't know if that would have been such a nice place for Samuel to be. So that Samuel, he was in a bit of trouble, really, because things at the temple weren't so good. These two guys up here, well, this isn't an actual picture of them, but these were Eli's sons. They were the sons of the priest, and they were doing all sorts of things they shouldn't have been doing. They were pinching food that belonged to God. They were doing things they shouldn't have been doing. They were being greedy. And not only that, they were treating women really badly, the women who were in the temple, who were perhaps there to do things in the temple, and they were treating them so badly, and they were bringing terrible shame on the temple and on God. So, and there's Eli, the old man, and his sons are doing this, and Eli is almost blind, and he can't stop them, or he doesn't try to stop them, or he tries to stop them, but he fails. And Samuel's there looking after Eli and looking after the temple and opening the doors, and these two horrible men are there making the temple a terrible place to be. So when we think about Samuel, we've got to think about where he was. He was in trouble, and God spoke to him. God spoke to him in the night, telling him, "You're not alone, Samuel. God's seen what's happening, and I am going to sort it out." It wasn't the first time God had sent that message to Eli. Other people had come to Eli, and Eli just wasn't listening. So God spoke to Samuel and told him that. So the question I want us to think about today is this. It's quite a big question, and I'm not an expert on the whole thing, but here's the question. Does God still speak to people today? Does God still speak to us today like he spoke to Samuel? This is what the New Testament says. It says, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors at many different times and in many different ways through the prophets. That's like Samuel, he was a prophet. In these last days, he has spoken to us through his son. God made his son responsible for everything. His son is the one through whom God made the universe. His son is the reflection of God's glory and the exact likeness of God's being. He holds everything together through his powerful words. Well, it seems a shame to miss the chance to ask a classic question. Who is God's son? This is only a quick one, Ian. Who is God's son that it's talking about here? This is what everyone always says the answer always is in church. Any answers over here? Who is God's son that God's spoken to us through? I see some hands there.
Jesus.
Well done. You used to say you couldn't go wrong if you put Jesus up as an answer. And in this case, there we are. God spoke to us through Jesus. Through Jesus. That's the main way God speaks to us today. Because although Jesus isn't physically here today, we've got all the stories about Jesus, and we've got lots of stories about what Jesus said. So if we're to think about what God might be saying to us today, here's a few things that Jesus said, that God has spoken to us through Jesus. Not already said. First off, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. That's something that Jesus said. And if we believe God speaks today and God speaks through Jesus, that's something God could be saying to us today. Here's another one. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. This is from the New Testament, but it's talking about what Jesus did. It's talking about how Jesus forgave us and forgave people and that we should forgive other people. It's a bit like the first one, really. Forgiving people. And the last one, I assure you, unless you change and become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. So there's three quite big things that God has already said to us. Three quite big things God's already said through Jesus. If every one of us listened to those things and actually did them, I think the world would be a very different place. If we actually forgave people instead of holding a grudge against them, and if we loved our enemies and were kind to other people, the world would be a very different place. But you might say, that's a bit of a cop-out, Amanda. That's not what we're asking. You're asking, does God speak today? Does God speak like he spoke to Samuel in a voice? I don't know if I'll get an answer, but we'll look. So let's take another look at Samuel. Here's a picture of Eli. Sam, for the last time, neither I nor Mr. Teddy called you. After a few sleepy chats with Eli, Samuel realized God was speaking to him. That's one of the great things about Bible stories, isn't it? Is that you can imagine the real people. You imagine Samuel going in, Eli, Eli, no, it wasn't me, go away, and going in again and going in again, because God kept speaking to him. Eventually, Eli told him some very famous words. These words have become famous because of this story. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. God was ready to speak to him. God was talking to Samuel, but Samuel didn't recognize God's voice, and Samuel wasn't listening. So there's a difference between hearing something and listening. I was going to use an example from home for this with Ian and I. Thought maybe I'd better not. So, but perhaps we'll use an example from school. You're in school, and the teacher's talking, or maybe even in church. The preacher's talking, and you're hearing some of it, and then you start hearing blah, 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 blah. And then the teacher says, "What's the answer to that?" And then they say, "You weren't listening." Has that ever happened to anyone here? It's a good job speakers don't do that in church, isn't it? Matt? No, sorry. But sometimes somebody's speaking to you, but you're not listening. Or it could be that you can't really hear. We were out for a meal on Friday night with the leadership team, and there was a band playing, because we were so trendy. We were somewhere, there was a band playing, saxophone. It was so loud that one half of the table couldn't hear anything, and they were shouting over the table, and we're all nodding, yes, yes, no, don't know what you're saying. But we pretended just to get along. But sometimes that backfires a bit, doesn't it? You're nodding yes, and somebody's telling you something really bad. So, are we listening to God? That's the question. God's already spoken through the Bible and through Jesus. Are we listening? Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. That's a great verse from the Bible, and it's what Samuel said to God. So let's take a look then, a bit of a recap where we've got to. You have to excuse my flying in things. I've got the title coming last. God spoke to Samuel, and God speaks to us. I think that's what the Bible says, and that's what we believe. Samuel listened. Do we listen? Last thing about Samuel here just now is Samuel acted. How difficult was it for Samuel? He lay all night thinking about this thing God had told him. God had said, "I'm going to get rid of Eli's family. They're not going to run the temple anymore because they've made such a terrible job of it." And he had to go and tell Eli that the next day. He didn't want to go. Didn't want to go and do it. I used to think God only told you things that you might not want to do. Like if God was going to tell me to do something, it would be something I really didn't want to do. Maybe I got it from this story. I don't know. But I used to think that it was always going to be difficult. It isn't always difficult to do what God tells us. But sometimes it is. And it was difficult for Samuel there. Now, Samuel acted, though it was difficult for him to do. So let's go back to, does God speak today? Here's another bit from what Jesus said. Jesus said, "I will ask the Father, and he'll give you another helper who will stay with you forever. He's the Spirit who reveals the truth about God. The world can't receive him because it can't see him or know him, but you know him because he remains with you and is in you." So Jesus talks here about the Holy Spirit as being a helper. Another word is a counselor, somebody who comes alongside and advises us. And I think it's clear from this that God is going to speak to us in different ways today. Sometimes God's going to speak to us almost as he spoke to Samuel, maybe the same way, but maybe something slightly different, but through the Holy Spirit who's with us. Now, I'm going to set you a hard task now, so brace yourselves. Okay, I'll give you a little bit of thinking time. I'm going to tell you a story about a time I think God spoke to me about something. But while I'm doing that, I'd like you to think, if you have something, a time when you felt God spoke to you, and you could share it in a couple of sentences with the church. So if it's a really long story, we can't hear it today. But if you think you've got something, a time that God spoke to you through the Bible, or perhaps you were worried about something, and you felt God telling you something, or you came to church and you felt sad, and through the readings and the songs, God spoke to you. Or you might have another story. I think it'd be nice to hear, because we've got a question here today. Does God speak today? I'm taking a bit of a risk, because if nobody says anything, the answer might be, not very much. Or maybe we're not listening. I don't know. So we'll see. I'll tell you my story first. But I've had longer to think about it, I know. So this is the way that kind of way that I think God sometimes speaks to me about things. So one time I was sitting in the evening and I suddenly started thinking about a friend of mine. I usually saw her in the daytime, and I'd seen her that day, and she'd been fine. And I'd never been round to her house, but I felt God was saying to me, I want you to go round and see this person. And I thought, well, never been round to her house, so it'd be a bit funny. In the evening, I always saw her in the day with the children. But I had a really strong feeling, and I thought, well, I know God... I prayed about it, and I felt that was what God wanted me to do, so I did. I went round to her house, and I got there, and she was crying and really sad because it was the anniversary of when somebody had died, and I prayed with her. So that's an example of a time I can think of when God spoke to me. Or I could think of times when I've been in church, and it seemed like every time I went back to church, God was saying through the talk something similar to me, telling me that he loved me, or reassuring me about a problem I was worried about. Okay. So, is anyone brave enough to share a story of a time when they felt God spoke to them? You need to raise your hand, and Ian's got a microphone. We won't come to the conclusion that God doesn't speak today if nobody puts their hand up, but it would be encouraging to hear how God has spoken to us. There we are. Good, we've got one over there, Ian. Thank you, I appreciate that.
This wasn't actually God speaking to me, but this was God speaking to someone I was with. It was a friend of mine, and he was more mature in years, and he was struggling with the fact he was still a single man, and he desperately had a lot to give, but he'd never fortunate enough to find a partner in life, and he was desperately sad about it. And I'm not someone who's comfortable with emotion at the best of times, but we were praying about it, and I just knew these words came to me, and I spoke to him, and I just said, you just need to be patient, it will happen. Hmm. And I don't know, he was very calm afterwards, and it seems to set him down. And then within a year, he was married.
Hmm. Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, in the middle.
Yes, God once spoke to me in a dream. I was in Pakistan, and I was a bit concerned about what was happening in the church there. And I dreamt that the minister of that church... I was walking in the street, and he opened the door of the church. He ran down the steps, and he said, I quoted a reference in the Bible. He said, you must look it up. And when I woke up in the morning, I remembered it. I looked it up, and it was the answer to my question.
Isn't that amazing? Thank you. Very good. Well, I feel all right now for doing this. I was a bit worried. But that's been great. Have we got another one?
I was made redundant. And God said to me, don't go and get another job. And I thought, no, I can't afford it. And I stayed up till 5 o'clock in the morning, working out to see if we could afford it. On paper, it worked. But I thought, no, it's not going to work in real life. But it was such a strong feeling that God was saying he had other things for me to do. And it's been the happiest 6 years of my life that God keeps me busy every day now.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you. I think what these things illustrate is what... That verse says about the Holy Spirit being someone to advise us. None of these things that people have said are things that would go against what Jesus said. They're all things that are in the Bible. And if you think God's saying something to you that's not in the Bible, like go and bash somebody on with a head, maybe you ought to... Well, that is in the Bible. It's not in what Jesus says, though. Jesus says we've got to forgive our enemies. So if you think God's telling you to do that, perhaps you ought to go and check that out with somebody else. Just like Samuel went to Eli... Sometimes we think God's saying something to us, but we need to check it out with somebody who's older, especially if it's something really important. But there's people who were in difficult situations, like Samuel was, and God spoke to them. And so that was four different ways in church. Clearly a kind of feeling through a dream and through praying with somebody else. That kind of illustrates amazingly the different ways that we can hear God. Now, maybe you were having a think and thinking, actually, I can't really think of any time God spoke to me, and I'm not sure if he ever would. And that's okay. It's not something to feel bad about. But on the other hand, I think we could think about whether we're missing something. Are we missing something? Or maybe we think, actually, I remember God used to speak to me, but that hasn't really happened for quite a while. I was digging back in history to think of this story, and maybe I'm not listening to God. That's the next bit, really. This last slide. I love it. I hope you can read it. I'll read it out to you. It's a sheep. And he says, I wonder why I don't hear from the shepherd anymore. Can anyone tell me? Ian can take the microphone around. Now he's running around. Oh, here we are. Why is he not hearing from the shepherd anymore?
Because he has headphones on.
He does. Not only that, he's reading the Sheep Digest. He's got his telly on, his computer, he's got the radio. He's got his Bible at the side there, but he's got another book on top of it. And there's the shepherd in the background calling him. That reminded me of when I'm calling Stuart. And sometimes I just have to text Stuart. He's upstairs and he says, I'll be calling, dinner, dinner, dinner. I'll go outside the door even and shout, dinner. Nothing. So he's got his headphones on. So are we like this sheep or are we like Samuel? Let's pause and think about one way this week we could open up some time with God. After all, Samuel was in the temple. Samuel was there and God spoke to him. Samuel was listening. He had to say, I'm listening. So I've got some suggestions. Perhaps you've got something else. And if you can think of a time when God did speak to you, you could think, well, maybe I could kind of make that time again, do the same kind of thing. If God used to speak to you when you were out on walks, long walks, and you were praying and thinking, maybe that's a way of getting away from all this noise that's around us and leaving the phone at home even. Maybe you could go to the evening service. I know it's radical, but it's another opportunity for God to speak to us. And we've heard how often it is that God speaks in services through preachers and through things like that. Maybe we could start some new Bible notes or read a Christian book about something. Is there something that's really niggling away at you? You think, I just don't get this. Maybe you could read a book about that or a couple of books taking different views or look for some blogs. That's for the young people here. Though I think older people sometimes. Anyone ever read a blog? Let's see how trendy are we? Don't tell me it's not trendy now. So a blog about something that's troubling you. Instead of just saying, yeah, but I just don't get this, and then leaving it, open up to let other people speak to you, and maybe God speak through them about something that's bothering you. Or maybe you could go to Alpha. I think the first Alpha meal's tomorrow, is that right? And the Alpha is a great way of creating some space for God to speak to you. Maybe I'm talking about Jesus being the one who speaks. You think, well, what is Jesus really about? I kind of know, but I don't really know, and actually I don't really accept that. Alpha is a great way to talk about that with other people. There's a talk, there's a meal, not in that order, and then there's a discussion group and people talk about things. So they're all ways that we could open ourselves up to God speaking to us. And I think maybe the question isn't really, does God speak today, but are we listening? So let's have a few minutes silence while we think about something we could do this week that might open up a bit of space for God to speak to us. We'd like to say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening this week. We know that when you speak to us, your words are full of hope and love, and that you'll help us, like you helped Samuel in that difficult situation. This week we pray that you'll help us to listen to you. Amen.